Hello children, we shall now continue with the first chapter, the sentence. Let us learn about the four kinds of sentences according to its function. A declarative sentence gives us information or facts. They are also called assertive sentences and end with a full stop. For example, a dog is a man's best friend. This sentence is based on experiences that shows a dog will always be a man's best friend. An interrogative sentence is used to ask a question and it ends with a question mark. Now there are four types of interrogative questions. The first one is a yes and no question. This requires either a yes or a no answer from you. So for example, if I ask you, do you like coffee? Your answer will either be a yes, I do, or no, I don't. The next type of interrogative question is the WH question. In this, we use the WH words to ask a question. They are who, what, where, why, and when. The third type of interrogative question is a tag question. In this, interrogative fragments are added to the end of a sentence to form a question. For example, I'm going to add the interrogative fragment, isn't it, to a question. Your name is Jack, and it sounds like this. Your name is Jack, isn't it? The fourth type of interrogative question is a choice question. This provides you with a choice, which implies that your answer to the choice question is in the question itself. For example, would you like to sing or dance? Your answer, therefore, is in this question. Now, let us move on to the third kind of sentence according to its function, which is an imperative sentence. These sentences expresses a request or gives a command or a piece of advice in a sentence. For example, please give me some time. This is a request. Sit down at once. This is a command. You may use the microwave to warm your food. This is an advice. Now finally, we will learn about exclamatory sentences. These sentences are used to express strong emotions or feelings. We end these sentences with an exclamatory mark. When we are surprised, angry, or happy, we use exclamations to express ourselves. For example, this is a huge fish. Here, we are expressing the element of surprise after seeing the size of the fish. Now we shall move to the last part of the chapter, which is kinds of sentences according to its structure. There are three types of sentences according to their structure. The first one is a simple sentence. These have one independent clause and it has a subject and a verb and gives a complete sense. For example, Grace opened the door. Here we have one subject, which is Grace, and one verb, which is opened. And the sentence gives a complete sense on its own. A compound sentence, on the other hand, is a combination of two or more independent clauses joined together by a coordinating conjunction. Let us remember this acronym, FANBOYS, which will help us to remember the coordinating conjunctions. You may refer to it on page 6 in your textbooks. For example, Grace opened the door, she looked outside. Now let us join both these independent clauses by adding the coordinating conjunction AND. Grace opened the door and she looked outside. Alright, now the last complex sentence is composed of an independent clause and a dependent clause. So for example, when we won the award, everyone cheered. In this case, when we won the award is a dependent clause, because even though it has a subject and verb, it does not make complete sense. Whereas everyone cheered is the independent clause, because it has a subject and verb and gives complete sense. Now children, I hope you understood this chapter. Thank you so much.